This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Every growing season brings us challenges, and I wouldn't call them new or different challenges for the most part. Most of them are things we've seen before, but in different levels or in combinations. And while disease pressure is not anything new, tar spot has become a new problem for many producers in Iowa. It's something that's becoming more at the forefront of our crop protection plans. We discuss it next.
As the world's markets change, so does the future of Iowa's soybean crop. The Iowa Soybean Association invites you to the Farm Forward event on Monday, February 3rd in Des Moines. Hear from experts about the evolving landscape of the soybean industry and how global and domestic shifts will impact your farm in the years ahead. Stay informed, make smart decisions, and position your operation for success. Register today at iasoybeans.com.
Brett Lear is an agronomist with AgriGold who talks with us today about what we may have to consider with tar spot in the coming year. It starts with recognizing what set us up for battle in 2024.
Yeah, we saw a lot of challenges this year with tar spot, and I think a lot of that drives from the early moisture we had. Mm-hmm. We had a ton of rain early that had a lot of problems with getting stuff in the field quick and timely, but I think that also excited that tar spot in the soil, and that pathogen is living in our soils for multiple years right now.
So what do farmers need to think about? I mean, obviously 25 could be a whole nother kettle of fish from 24, but obviously you prepare on based on what you saw the year before. So what should farmers be thinking about to get ahead, get on it early so they can try to prevent it?
Yeah, I think there's three things that come to mind right now for me. The first being fungicide efficacy, right? All fungicides are not created equal. I think the second thing too is hybrid tolerances. So hybrids are the same way as fungicides. They're not all created equal. There's different tolerances based on hybrid specifics. And I think a third thing that really nobody's talking about is soil fertility. So it's just like me and you, to where if we're sick, if we have a vitamin deficiency and we get sick with, you know, just a common cold, we're going to be more likely to get sick again. So I think that's a huge factor that we're really not playing into this tar spot. So I think that's a huge thing that we're not really thinking about going forward. But I think if we can get that in our mind for going 2025 with fertility, especially nitrogen, that's a huge one that comes into mind. I think that's going to be a really big stepping stone to beat this.
And while it's important to start with good hybrids, and the folks at AgriGold are happy to help with that, there's much more to watch in the fields this year.
I think the biggest thing, too, is watch the weather patterns. Okay. So we have to look at the rainfall. I think that was a big learning thing for me this year when seeing it at 1,000 GDUs. That's V10 corn, and that's pre-tassel. And we don't see tar spot infection come out until 2 weeks after the infection actually occurs. So that was 2 weeks prior to that seeing it. So it was infected super early, and we have to be proactive with our fungicides. It's just like us, too. We have to get ahead of our sickness, right? So we want to apply that fungicide before we see the infection, just so we are protected. And also, too, with these hybrids nowadays, they're all, a lot of them are kernel flex hybrids. So they're going to build yield late. And tar spot typically comes in later in the season. So we want to try to protect that yield as far as long as possible. So maybe a later application could help these hybrids that are more kernel flex dependent build that yield later on.
And of course, getting off to a good start is one thing, but you need to get it across the finish line.
So Vianis is really protecting the early start.
Right.
But when mid-season happens, I think it's slowly phasing out. The residual does, just like any other fungicide on the market, right? So I think it's definitely pushing us to that middle stage. And I think what we have to do is focus on fertility at that point in time to push it along even further. And that's where I'd kind of recommend is maybe some side dress applications to keep that plant progressing, maybe a wide drop later on too.
To learn more, visit with your AgriGold retailer.